It says this. Listen, Israel. Micah, Michael 6:9. Yahweh's voice cries to the city. We are the city, are we not? Sit upon a hill. A light ought not to be hid, but we don't have very much light. Hallelujah. And the man, does it say that? And the man of Tushiha, of the sound wisdom of Yah, shall ra'ah, he shall see. See what? Shall see the name of Yah. He shall do what? Listen for what? The correction of Yah. And who has what? Who has appointed it? Brothers and sisters, when you get a man with sound wisdom, Tushiya, he is a man that he knows and fears the name of Yah. He understands the rod of Yah. Wisdom is principled in all I get, and we need that understanding. I can see why Solomon. I learn things all day, every day, many things, and I see how ignorant I am. I really do, Israel. You may not, but I do. If I lived 100 years, I still could not grasp it. If I lived 1,000, even in the book that we have, I still will not get the total power of the emphasis of what has been said. I really will not. I wish I could sleep 2 hours a day and get up refreshed and roll for 22, really 21 if I could get by with 1 hour sleep. Hallelujah. I'm telling you the truth. That's just the truth. For I find the mape, the healing, the soundness of Yah in His word. And again, Yahweh's voice cries to the city, and the man of Tushiya, this wisdom, the sound wisdom that Yah lays up for the Sadiq, the righteous, shall ra'ah, he shall see or understand His name, the name of Yah. He shall listen for Yahweh's rod, and he will know or who has appointed this thing. He shall see, he shall inspect this wisdom, he shall dissect it to get the detail analogy of it. That's what we must, we that have the Ruach of Yah, let us hear what the Ruach speaks unto the assembly today. We must hear. We must. So we can see Israel. We must perceive that is Yah doing the work. Literally, that it is Yahweh. And give Him reverence for that. Hallelujah. It is this wisdom that guides us, because it is the guidance of Yah to bring us into the light of His mape, His soundness, His health. I hope this is making sense to us, Israel. I really do. I won't be able to finish it all, but I give you enough to make you press on. All right. There's much more to it. Hallelujah. It says this in Mishlei 3:22. I want to begin in 3:21. Mishlei. Proverbs 3:21. My son, let not them, the Torah of your Aima, of Yah, of your Avat, let them not depart from your eyes. It tells us in verse 21 of Mishlei 23, it tells us to keep what? It tells us to keep Tushiya, sound wisdom. And we know what the sound wisdom of Yah is. He lays up sound wisdom for the Sadiq, for the righteous. And the righteous man, they will fear His name. They hear His name. They know what the rod of correction is for. And they don't have disdain for that. They keep sound wisdom, this Tushiya. And what? And discretion. Because it reveals unto us discretion of the purpose of Yah. We must keep the purpose of Yah. That's what discretion is. See, sound wisdom, or the Tushiya, it calls us to understand the purpose of Yah and why He's doing everything. And so when the rod comes, we understand, Todayah, for He corrects Israel with the rod. It is our comfort, isn't it? Sure it is, my brothers and my sisters. The enemy got us so whacked out and twisted up, we think the rata, we get twisted and we get perverted and nutty as the fruitcake, don't we? Sure we do. We despise it. We hate it. We think someone is trying to destroy us and unravel us. And the rod is correct us. It is the sign of Yah's Musa to correct us. That he's giving you approval of love. That's what he's doing. Verse 23, it says, then shall you yalach. You shall walk. You shall stride. He says, in your way safely. And your foot shall not stumble. When you lie down, you shall not be pakad. You shall not be afraid. You shall not tremble. You shall not dread going to sleep. The world dread going to sleep. I don't want to dread going to sleep. The sleep of the Siddiq is sweet and beautiful. You shall not pakad. Yes, you shall lie down and your sleep shall be a rape, but it shall be sweets. Who doesn't like sweet sleep? Sometimes I go to sleep and I don't wake up sometime to 6:30. And that's the truth. I don't wake up at night. It is so sweet and beautiful. I don't get up for nothing. Sometimes I lay on one side for 3, 4, 5 hours. That's the truth. That is sweet. I like that. I feel so revived. It's a refresh. So he will give us that healthy, that sleep that is mapay when we begin to walk in the Tushia. He lays up Tushia, sound wisdom, for the righteous. He has justified us, not we ourselves, but Yah has justified us. I want to read this last verse. There's much more, but I want to close here. It says in Job 12:16, and Job speaks in this Tushia, this sound wisdom, the power and the strength of Yah, and how it caused Israel to prevail and walk in the mapeh of Yah. Job 12:16, it says this to us. This is our comfort, Israel. Don't ever deny this. With Him, that's with Yahweh, there is strength. And not just any kind of strength, but it's the ooze. And the strength of Yah, that ooze, it is His security. With Yah, there is security for us, Israel. And not only that, but there is might and praise and strength. For with Yah is ooze, the strength, the security of Yah. And not only that, but His Tushia, sound wisdom, Tushia, the wisdom of Yah. And the deceived, have we been deceived? The heart is deceitful. And the deceiver, are whose? They're all Yah's. We have been deceived and we have been deceivers. So the ooze of Yah and His Tushia, His sound wisdom, it belongs to Him. His sound wisdom is laid up for the Siddiq, the righteous. The deceiver is His and the deceived. We have been deceivers and deceived. So the mapeh, the hith, the healing of Yah, we find the healing of His power and the simplicity and the directive of the Torah of Yah. And the power of that mapeh is in the revelation, the reality of Yahshua, that He is real unto us, and He is real. He must be real, Israel. May Yah heal you, may He touch you all, may He strengthen you that are listening, wherever you're listening from. May He enrich you all, our friends, even our enemies that listen to us. We barak you. May the blessings of Yah. I was speaking to a brother. He's an elder out there in Nebraska. Brother Wartlow. I want to say this before I dismiss. He was telling me, he said, Pastor Roberts, they went to Tabernacle in another venue. But he was saying, Pastor Roberts, and then he said, I showed my sisters pictures of the community life there, and she literally began to cry. So I said to him, "If you listen, brother, Elder Wardlow, get out here and come see me." He said, "I don't like to fly, so get on the airplane. Come on." He owns his own rig. He drives a tractor, trailer, truck. So I said, "Man, where you drive, drive on out here. But you need to come, you and your wife, to see the hand of Yah and see what he has done here. I delight in what Yah has done. I delight in the transformation of my own life. I know it's Yahweh. Has nothing to do with me, nothing of any capabilities I have. I know it's Yah. I know it is. I want to live just and right before him. I don't want to be a deceiver or a liar. I don't want to walk that way. I want to be just. We as brothers and sisters live honorably among each other and honor and prefer one another." I don't care what it is. There's nothing like honesty and integrity among us. And that's the way we do it. We walk that way. I don't care if I say something to this brother that hurt his feeling, but that's all right. Still tell him. That's how you do it. That's how we need to do it. And listen, I'm going to do it. You all may not understand the reason I do things. That's all right. But I know what I'm doing, brothers and sisters. I do. If I was doing wickedly, you would know. Listen to me. You folks out there listening, send an offering. Last week there were over $4,500 came to me, Pastor David Roberts, for the last 2 weeks. Now, I didn't take that and spend that on me. Come on, brothers. Now, just think. Some of you, the work now, that would have been a nice little piece for me, wouldn't it? If I just took a little, come on. I care for Israel, the house, and the comfort. I do. Well, Pastor Roberts, I know I do little things, but it brings, you don't realize the subtle changes, what it creates. I am always, my mind, if there is no vision, then we're going to perish. So there must be vision among us. Someone has to. Come on. Whether it's Pastor Roberts, whether I'm gone, the next man has to. I said to us brothers, we all need to come up in our preaching. You brothers get up here and lead the service. Come on. Come on, brother, lead this thing. I want to show you, brother, we get down to Atlanta. I will show you how. I recall when I was with Evangelist Hartsfield, he would put me out there. No music. I am not a singer. No music, brothers. I remember with the Chicago, that brother, he could play. He had rented a baby grand. That brother, he was working that thing. But that was nice because it was much easier. And so you got people looking all morbid. And I got to get everything rolling and come on here, Yisrael. I couldn't sing. And then it was no telling when he was going to come out. Could be half an hour, and you got to keep it rolling. And then I'm saying, amen, amen. He gets out there and rebuke me up and down. Come on, man. I'm glad he did. Hallelujah. He showed me what was in me when he did that. My youth, my folly, my stupidity, my own arrogance and pride. He showed me what was in me. I'm glad he did. So I said, man of Yah, whatever it takes, you tell me. I'll obey you. And when I said that, boy, that was such a liberty. When I went out there that night, he said, Brother Roberts, oh, you did an excellent job. Beautiful brother. That's the way he would talk. And that's the way he would laugh too. Sure he would. So I'm glad he told me that because it produced a strength in me that overshadowed that little juvenile, childlike attitude. He was tough on me than any man. Believe me. I tell you this, and we're going to close. I used to get up. One thing he stopped me from saying, "Oh, I bless Yah for my wife, Sister Roberts, my precious wife." He said to me one day, "You stop it, Brother Roberts. I don't hear you say that again. You understand? You hear me?" I'm like, "That's my wife, man." He said, "I want you to take those sisters home." He was a wise man. He really was. He said, "You take those sisters home tonight." It had been raining. And we didn't have no GPS, you understand? You had to crawl your way out of there. When I took those sisters home and I saw where they lived with no husbands, and I understood immediately why he meant that. I've never done that. And then when I get back, he said, "Now you see why I told you that, brother? They look at your pretty wife, they look at her, and then they look at their conditions, and they got babies out of wedlock in you. I said, Torah, man of Yah, I bless you. I bless you. See, a wise man always teaches. That's why you must listen to the elderly men. Most young men today like to talk. May Yah barak you. Let's stand to our feet. Bless you. In all things we do, barak you, Yah. We pray for every brother, every sister tonight. Give us rest tonight. And your mappe rest upon all Israel. In Yeshua's mighty name we pray. And Israel cried, Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.